safety belts, bucket seats have all got to go when we're driving in the car. It makes my baby seem so far.
Hello and welcome to the S Word Stuff segment. We haven't done one of these in a long while, actually.
And we don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah, what number are we in again? Number 34. This is Stuff segment number 34. I'm Dominic Wynn.
I'm Chris Wynn.
Don't just wave at me. Say your name into the microphone.
I'm Danny Suthivarakal.
And I'm Michael Lee.
No. Again.
Need more sugar.
Sung Lee.
No. Try again.
Hi, guys.
Oh, it's our friend, Paul W.S. Anderson.
Hey, fellas. What's up? I have a new movie coming out this year.
What's it
called? Avatar.
No, try again.
In 3D.
Try
Make
again.
Make sure you get your IMAX 3D tickets early, because I made it special for you guys. It's about these blue people. They got these USB cords. They plug them into the anus of the animals.
Oh, so it's a remake of Handmaid May, or Chobits, or whatever
it is.
It is
practically
Handmaid May is a closer
Handmaid
analog,
May
I think.
Is my inspiration for Avatar.
And Fern Gully.
No.
And Dances with Wolves.
What is Dances with Wolves? Most of this movie is about the other Avatar movie from last year. Avatar. Movie's called Avatar.
Are you referring to my movie, The Last Airbender?
No, not that
one. Oh, look, M. Night Shyamalan has joined us.
Not that one.
Hello.
This is based on the movie Avatar by James Cameron that came out in 2009. This one's called Avatar, and it's my movie coming out in 2010. It's about the same thing.
Why in the world didn't I think of that?
And it's going to make twice as much money, because people already are excited to see a new Avatar movie. My movie.
Which has zombies instead of blue people.
No, I'm actually releasing two films this year.
Wow.
The first one is going to be Resident Evil 4. Afterlife.
Is that fun?
Resident Evil Afterlife, and after that comes out, Avatar.
Aftertar. How about that?
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. After I make my first Avatar movie, the second one's going to be Aftatar.
Okay.
So in this first Avatar movie, we are using this new technology called Vocaloid. And
what are you talking
what's
about?
What's going to happen is that I've got two actors, two brilliant up-and-coming actors. Sam Worthington, who you might have remembered from the first Avatar movie, is working on this one as well. And Zoe Saldana, who also worked on the first one. She plays Uhura in this one.
Starvatar now? Is that where we're going to?
I have no idea what you're talking
Avatrek?
About. No, her name is Uhura. That's how I named her when I came up with this script treatment 20 years ago.
That's so original, actually.
It is!
Even 20 years ago. Which was 10 years after the original Star Wars.
What? What does this have to do with Star Wars? Ain't no one named Uhura in Star Wars.
That is in fact true. I did make the mistake. I admit it. I said Star Wars when I meant Trek.
Come see my new movie, Avatar. It's going to be better than Shrek. It's going to be better than Shrek 4.
That's a very low bar you're setting for yourself, Mr. Anderson. Now, hey. Mr. Shyamalan, you are going to talk about your Avatar movie, too?
Yes. It's called Avatar, The Last Airbender. But,
well, you can't just be putting subtitles on your movie. How are people going to know it's based on James Cameron's Avatar?
Well, it's not.
Well, no one wants to see
a
movie like
twist.
That.
Isn't it, though?
I never expected that from you, Mr. Shyamalan.
Yes, that was the plan from the beginning. It always ended just as planned.
I can't hear you over the air conditioner, Mr. Shyamalan.
I'm sorry. I'm too busy trying to come up with amazing and original ideas.
I make original ideas. This new movie called Avatar is based on one.
What's the twist?
What
will happen at the end?
Don't need to have no twist.
You have to have a plot before you have a twist, and that's far beyond a Paul W.S. Anderson movie.
Hey, this ain't Lady in the Water material, okay? People don't want to go see a high intelligence movie, okay? They don't pay $10 and then another $6 for popcorn to watch something highbrow like The Happening. People want to go to see a movie and think about nothing but what they already saw, which is why we are making Avatar.
I'm amazed that you have only broken character once to just laugh at yourself.
It is a little terrifying.
I am not breaking character. This is who I am.
Hi, Kevin. Welcome back.
Next year, we're making a movie called Iron Man. About an Iron Man. Can you believe it?
Does he go to the future and see a vision of destruction and then come back and get turned into metal and blind and stuff?
What are we talking about? I love that band. What were they last in?
Wow. So you're talking about AC, your next movie, yeah, Mr. Shyamalan, yeah, is going to be Avatar, The Last Air Guitar.
That band was in my favorite movie growing up. Gleaming the Cube was an excellent skateboarding movie. Between that and The Phantom, I can't think of a better movie. The Phantom's the one with the purple guy.
What the hell did Paul W.S. Anderson ever do to you to deserve this?
Did you know that Paul W.S. Anderson is actually British?
I mean, were you married Michelle Rodriguez too?
No, he's married to that crazy.
Were you that much of a fan of Mila Jovovich?
Mila Jovovich, right? The other one who's in the Resident Evil movie.
Yes.
Also married to Ali Larder for some reason.
Really?
No. For some reason, she's in 3 and 4 of the Resident Evil series.
Why?
I don't know. I gotta go now.
You know, just wrapping your hands against the table doesn't really represent
hey guys
very well.
What's up? Did I miss something? I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Paul W. Sanderson just stepped outside and then vanished into thin air.
Also, M. Night Shyamalan is hiding in your garage, so the next time you open that, he's gonna try and scare you.
Again.
That's a twist.
He's carrying some trees. You might want to watch out.
So what's this stuff about?
Well, we were going
to... This is 7 minutes in. I see you guys have been recording for a while.
This stuff hasn't been about anything yet, really.
So what were you guys talking about for the 7 minutes?
Avatrek, apparently.
After
Avatrek.
Or after Aftertar, followed after by that. Yeah. It's like Ishtar, but follows it.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
That sounded like a terrible idea.
It sounds like a Paul W. Sanderson idea to me.
It does. So anyway, what we're actually going to be talking about for most of this is just a little catch-up. I mean, it's been a few months since we had a lot of us on the podcast. We've been going at a much slower pace than usual. I've been trying to... kind of pace it a little bit so that we don't have to get together every weekend so, you know, we record a few episodes on a weekend and I, you know, take about 2 weeks to release another one, which is a bit slow and I probably should get faster at it.
Get faster!
All right. But, you know, there's a lot to catch up on. I mean, a lot of us were here for Kevin's housewarming barbecue. Well, sorry, backyard barbecue. Mm-hmm. Sort of celebrating the fact that you have a backyard now,
and
instead of having the planet of
weeds.
Yeah, just an entire thing of weeds that were frightening to people back there.
The big bean bag that could consume a child and you'd lose them.
There's a bean bag back there?
No, the plants are like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a real lawn.
Wow.
With real grass.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, you weren't here for that, were you?
No, I was out of town.
You were traveling, right?
Yes.
Where were you?
I was in New York.
What were you doing in New York?
Just vacation with family. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
Did you go see any good shows or anything like that? Or did
I saw Hair.
I asked you if you spray or hair.
No, just Hair.
Okay. I asked you if you saw any good shows, Chris.
I liked it.
Yeah, people like Mamma Mia too.
What's Hair about?
It's a '60s, the whole 60s during, like, you know, anti-Vietnam war and also, like, long hair and all that.
Yeah, I'm actually fine stuff. With hair. Don't worry about it.
It's good.
Hairspray, I think I might have problems with if you've seen that.
I like Hairspray, but I also like Sex and the City.
Yeah.
You're dead to us. It's all, we already
did you
that.
Like Barbershop?
No.
How about Barbershop 2?
No.
Barbershop 3? Back in action?
There's a 3?
No.
Okay, I thought 2 was back in action.
Are you looking forward
so
to Saw 7?
So are the Looney Tunes.
Oh, man. Did you see, actually, that they're trying to... they're making sure to try and revive Looney Tunes as
lunatics?
No, not Lunatics Unleashed. Thank God. They specifically cited that as something they're not going to do. They're going to do it with, I think, the modern update on it is just that they live in the same neighborhood.
Didn't they already live in the same world together?
But this is like a gated community kind of neighborhood thing where a bunch of the Looney Tunes live in a cul-de-sac. Not all of them.
The Looney Tunes live in a gated community?
Apparently, something
How
like that.
How old are the Looney Tunes then?
Well, you do the math for it.
Practically geriatric.
It works out.
Yeah, all the Looney Tunes are living in Florida.
Are they going to have kids?
No, I don't think so. They're trying to go more for like the odd couple kind of thing with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, I think.
I was wondering what the gate would protect them from.
Each other.
This is still animated, right?
Yeah, they're still animated, okay. But they specifically said that there hasn't been anything worthwhile involved with the Looney Tunes since Tiny Toons, basically. Yeah. And so it's been like a 15 to 20 year, actually it's like a 20 year gap now, isn't it? Since Tiny Toons.
No, please, no. Wait, actually.
No. It's like a 15 year gap since Tiny Toons.
That's 10 years from now.
Yeah. And
wait.
So,
5 years from now.
But yeah, there's been a big gap, and that means that there's an entire generation that grew up without much Looney Tunes, other than the classic old stuff. Mm. And then, like, that isn't enough to sustain the audience, really. And there's no Looney Tunes land or Looney World or anything like that to try and keep people, you know,
well, there was,
invested in
yeah,
the...
Wasn't there one?
Not
in
Very
Six
Farm?
Flags?
No,
Not
Six
Very
Flags
Farm
is
Peanuts.
No, oh, Not Very right. Farm is Peanuts. Six Flags is...
Looney Tunes.
Yeah, they cover Warner
Batman.
Stuff, yeah. They do cover Warner stuff yeah. sometimes, but, you know, who cares?
Yeah, it's Six Flags. Who goes there? But, yeah, and so they were saying that, you know, oh, my God, we're in danger of these characters losing relevance to an entire generation and losing an entire generation to Looney Tunes. And so they're really going to be trying to dig deep and find that Looney Tunes feel that they lost 15 years ago. So here's hoping.
So how does this have anything to do with hair?
Or hairspray?
How did we get here?
Hair to Bunny. How could it be?
Trip.
It was back in action.
Oh, it was back in action. That's right. I'm saying like Looney Tunes back in action or whatever.
But what was back in action before that?
I don't know.
So what else did you do on your trip?
I explored neighborhoods. Well, my parents went to the museum. I'm not a very big fan of museums. So
you don't like museums? You have to be quiet and like stand and be around snooty people pretending they know anything about art, but they don't.
Not my
Fantastic.
I don't know, I'm one of those people. I have to go to like the historic site and actually like be.
So you went to Brooklyn?
You know, we actually did go to Brooklyn.
Harlem?
Very briefly. No, we didn't go to Harlem.
At night.
No.
Wearing all of your electronics.
We did go to a really cool blues club over there. If anyone goes to the West Village, there's a place called Terra Blues. If you like blues music, that's a very good place to see it.
Yeah.
So that's my highest recommendation. I think we were there like...
Danny was in New York recently, but he didn't spend any time in New York City.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Where were you in New York?
I was there for a cousin's wedding. So went there, got off the airport, got onto a taxi. It was basically a taxi. Drove out of the city. Drove back. Came home.
So you spent a total of like 8 hours in New York City, basically?
If that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What an exciting vacation.
Yeah, seriously.
I am going to Chicago soon. That's going to be fun.
Ooh.
Vacation or business or?
Family.
Lollapalooza?
Oh, cool. Oh, I'd so want to go for that.
X-Japan.
To see Soundgarden.
X-Japan, dude.
Well, yeah, X-Japan, they really lost a lot of their
and
shine.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, I'm convinced that she's hiding something. I'm convinced that she's stonewalling her actual talent until her career has gone about 5 years, and then she's going to do a Madonna transformation.
Oh, I actually thought you were thinking that she was hiding something else.
You think she was bridging? You think she was bridging?
What?
Did you think she was bridging?
Are you one of those people who actually believes Lady Gaga is a man?
No.
But yeah, I listened to it for a little bit, specifically because My sister was listening to a lot of Lady Gaga, and I was actually playing at the wedding. It was actually my first exposure to Lady Gaga, because apparently my niece loves it, because she's three. And I was listening to some of it, and I like heard some of it live. And yeah, she sounds classically trained.
She is. She's actually...
She went to Juilliard.
Yeah. Yes. She totally knows everything about music.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm absolutely convinced that, let's see, we're in about, what, 2 years or so of the Lady Gaga cycle now?
Yeah.
So three more years, I think she's going to go, like, Ray of Light or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to be surprised. Yeah. She's following the Madonna, like, career
arc.
Path.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just waiting for her to adopt a baby.
Take up Kabbalah.
Sure. And get a British accent.
And then make music videos that are entirely aimed at getting her a movie role.
And marry Guy Ritchie.
There are people getting in line for that one. Yeah,
yeah, that's a long line there.
So anyway, what else have we been doing around here? Let's see. Lita's traveling now, so she'll be out for a few months, which is...
Yeah, if you want to follow her around the world, she was just in New Zealand. She's in Japan now. She'll be
Are you
Hong
inviting
Kong.
People to stalk her?
Yeah, sure. she'll be in Hong Kong, and then South Africa, and then Germany, the Netherlands, and all parts of Europe. And then back here.
That's the thing. When you're describing that, I keep thinking she was like that girl who was trying to sail across the world on her own.
Oh,
is she in a sailboat?
Her name was?
That crazy.
Sunderland.
I'm not saying any of those. Yeah, that chick. The 16-year-old?
Yeah.
Lita's 16?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was even stupider.
Okay.
For her to go around the world alone, yeah.
Yeah, it's just her parents trying to show off big balls. Not big balls. Not balls. Just...
Sperm?
Penis. Penis envy. What am I talking about?
I don't know. What is in that bottle?
Yeah.
What is in this bottle?
Let's do the test.
Let me tell you something. I've only been speaking to humans when I drop Dusty off to daycare and when I'm at work.
This explains so much, actually. I'm putting this bottle back down.
I have not actually had a very good amount of human social contact for the past week, except at work.
My job is nothing but human social contact.
Lita has this theory that when you first meet me, I have a whole bunch of crazy things in my mind I want to tell you. But because I'm not certain about how you will react, I hold it back. Now, for listeners, because I'm really speaking to the people here, you guys get to hear it without me ever having to actually meet you and go through the whole process. But, like, she says that I have a process that as the more and more you get to know me, the crazier and more awful things I'll tell you.
Well, that does fit with our original theory that there was, you know, a stick that we needed to extract.
Yeah, that stick's long gone.
Yeah.
Well, it shows up every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's my fault, usually.
The magic stick.
So much blood.
So much blood!
I think I missed this conversation. What stick?
You missed nothing.
The one up my
bone. Oh, okay.
Hey, what's this mean?
Did you know it was really weird? I was driving back from picking Dusty up from the doggy daycare, and I was singing to myself for no reason, without the radio on or anything. Union Man! Union Man!
Someone actually asked
me... You really
me,
should stop driving drunk.
And then I would talk to Dusty, and at the end of talking to him, say, I'm talking to my dog. Okay, let's get going.
Yeah, the thing is that someone actually asked me, if you wanted to cast the Redwood Man movie, who would you cast as Redwood Man?
Jason Statham.
Oh, I was torn between Jason Statham and Jet Li, but now that Jason Statham is Redwood Man, then Union Man can be Jet Li, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And they'd be in another movie too. I mean, they've never been in a movie together. That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Hey, the one was awesome. I don't know what you're talking about.
Weren't they also together in the Forbidden Kingdom?
Sure. And Bodyguard from Beijing. And
oh,
Frank.
And Lethal Weapon 4.
Of course.
They'll be in the Expendables together.
Yeah, because they've never been in a movie
together. They've never been in a movie together.
You better make this movie
time.
Before The Expendables comes out.
Yes.
Making a movie's pretty easy, right?
It's too bad that The Rollerblader hasn't come out yet.
Well, it's been shelved.
It's been delayed. It's been
shelved because they know there's going to be a better time to market it.
Well, that and they have to pare it down a little bit so they can get the rating down from NC-17.
It's NC-17?
Well, yes. You don't remember the scene with the... Never mind.
Oh, the sex on the rollerblade scene.
Oh, that's right. The roller sex orgy.
There's a sex with rollerblades orgy that they do in that movie.
Yeah.
And they intersperse it with picture. They intersperse it with like CGI of rollerblades getting on top of each other.
Yeah,
it's really very symbolic.
Yeah. Wait, you know this is a fake movie, right?
No.
I never know when you guys are serious anymore.
Welcome to my world.
I don't know.
It's a fake movie we created a trailer for on the S-Words podcast.
I put a bomb in your rollerblade.
Oh, that Statham
thing.
Help us,
okay.
Help us. Jesus, Statham, help!
Oh, my groin.
Yeah, oh, so okay. Quick rule of thumb. If they've ever mentioned Jason Statham in a movie, and I'd say about 90% of the time they're making it up.
Okay. Even when we actually talk about Crank, which actually does have Jason Statham in it, we tend to make up Crank movies, like Crank Hard, and Crank Harder, and Crank Hard with a Vengeance.
I've been out of the loop for a while.
Cranky Balboa.
Yeah, I'm a cranker. Crank of the Titans.
Crankadook.
Yeah. Crankitar.
Crankitar, yeah. Incranction.
Oh, that's a good one. Incranction, I want to see that.
I want to see Leonardo DiCaprio doing a Crank-like movie. That would be so weird.
Shouldn't they do one also where it's like the past tense, so it'd be like crunked?
Crunk. Isn't crunk another term for being really, really drunk? It's like supposed to be a...
What's crunk juice?
It's not skeet. I really don't know.
So what's crunk juice? Yeah. Crunk juice is related to skeet.
What?
Right?
I'm staying out of this conversation.
No, these kind of conversations only end in one place, the Urban Dictionary, and that's not a good place to go. It's not a good place.
So what have you been doing lately, Doc? Crunking it up, eh?
Yes, of course.
Look at Danny. It's like, what?
Something that people on my Facebook and such have seen a lot of recently is that I have been babysitting my nephew every Monday.
Wait, because so that's not your kid?
It's not my kid.
Okay.
No. I've been babysitting my nephew every Monday because I lost a bet last year. Now, this was a really good bet for me. I've told people at the table this bet before. But I was betting with the prospective father before the baby was born that I would beat him in fantasy football. And I was like, I'm so confident that I'm going to bet you that if I lose, I'm going to babysit your kid for a year. Now, if you lose, you're going to give me his name.
Yeah,
and he accepted this without his wife's knowledge, by the way.
But if you won, what would the name be? Would it be Optimus?
No, I specifically chose against joke names so that he would take the bet. So I was gonna go for
Dom either.
No joke initial. I was gonna go for joke initials. Like one of my cousins really wanted this kid to be named Roger Dodger Robert Rogers, so his initials would be RDRR. I decided to go a little bit more highbrow. He would be Nathaniel Fawn Rogers, which would be NPR.
Oh.
Very classy, very classy.
Oh, yeah.
The unfortunate side effect of being named Nathaniel.
He would be Nate. It's an easy nickname.
Okay.
Or Nathan.
Fine. It could just be FMR. The Asian version.
But anyway, let's see what else I've been doing. I'm going to be going to Chicago soon for my sister's graduation from the Kellogg School of Business.
That's where we were last at.
Yeah. Yes, that's where we were last at. I'm going to a Cubs game while I'm
Those
over there.
Those are fun. They're really fun.
You've been?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You go to Chicago way more than I do. You have friends over there.
I actually went with a company when I was on training there.
Oh, cool. I'm really looking forward to going to that Cubs game. I'm going to Fogo while I'm over there. I'm going to eat so much. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a lot of fun. What are you looking at, Danny?
Hennessy and Red Bull.
That's what a crunk juice is? Hennessy and Red Bull?
Really? That's so, like, disappointing.
Yeah.
Isn't it, though?
I thought it would be, like, some sexual term.
Go to Urban Dictionary.
Here.
For sure.
I'm
going to keep going. I'm going to see how long it takes before I find something pornographic. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like they have much pornography.
This is really disappointing.
It is disappointing that crunk juice is actually just alcohol. But yeah, after that, there's Anime Expo coming up. That'll lead to a couple of really tired podcasts coming from me and John.
Oh, I remember the last
where we were talking in a mumble the entire time.
You're mumbling to each other, and then you start talking about taking each other's robes off.
Yep. because we were just so dead tired, it's going to be even more tiring this year because Mike is not on staff anymore.
Oh, he stopped being on staff? I thought he was, next in the
He did not sign the form that they wanted to because there were some clauses in there he didn't agree with.
Oh.
And so they said, well, we're going to have to part ways. And he's like, okay, I'm just going to go to Anime Expo now. That means more Disneyland time for me. And so it's going to be even more work because they told us this a month before the actual event. And so we're going to...
Wait, are you on the staff?
Oh. I'm John's ass man.
Okay.
Assistant manager.
Oh, okay.
You'd understand if you watched Chuck.
I know.
You know what you should be doing right now?
Watching of Chuck?
Chucking off.
Chucking it. I wonder if Chuck Juice is is the name of an actual drink. Look that up.
Hell no.
You have the power of the internet on your side. What's the worst that could happen?
Actually, the internet could happen.
Okay, that's a fair.
Oh, so you're not talking about John Condon. This is John.
This is John Condon.
Okay. The same John that's been on the show.
Yes.
Tall John.
Right.
Tall John. Tall drink of water.
Wait, you're his ass man? Oh, wait, okay.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Okay. What's this mean?
Shut up. Wow, Chris. Wow. So wait, well, what was in the contract that he wouldn't agree to? That you had to become their slave?
It was basic. If I recall correctly, it's one of those things that says that this agreement may change and that at that point you will still agree to it or something like that. Some weird thing in there like that the... can't enforce.
Oh.
You mean like AMV rules where these are the rules.
Until they change them.
At any point, we could just say these are not the rules.
Yeah.
Like those rules.
Not like you're bitter or anything.
Yeah, not like AX sucks.
Yeah. But anyway, but we're not even going to Comic-Con this year. Both of us have decided to cancel on Comic-Con.
I wish I was going...
You don't have time for it now? Or you have time for it now?
Oh, I do. I wish I was going. I made a huge mistake.
I actually decided that that I do not want to go this year because it has grown. Because after going to WonderCon and actually experiencing more of WonderCon than just a few hours, I am way more enamored of WonderCon than I am with San Diego Comic-Con.
I just wish during Comic-Con they could have WonderCon again and I could go to that.
Exactly, right? Because Comic-Con represents everything that I hate about large groups of people now.
Or people.
Wait, seriously? What's up? What's changed?
It's quintupled in size since I started going. And it's stayed in the same place. And so everything I hate about people is now in...
Four times.
Yeah. it just in the same place, in line in front of me, getting ready to sell crap to me. Getting in the way of me buying crap, just crapping anywhere, all over the place.
Yeah, they even get in the way of you crapping.
Yes!
That is true.
I just can't do anything in a timely fashion at San Diego Comic-Con anymore. If I say to Kevin, hey Kevin, let's go look for half-price trades, and we do that at WonderCon, we will walk around the floor, and within 10 minutes, we will have found a place and started flipping through it. If we do the same thing at San Diego Comic-Con, it will easily take at least 4 times as much time.
At least 8 to 10 times as much time.
Yeah. Wow. Because it's just that much more crowded now. And so people were trying to get me to go to Penny Arcade Expo for the same kind of reasons. Like, it's a big show. It'll be so much fun.
Nope. PAX sucks. Been. Not fun.
Because I hate people.
And
I love conventions.
Do all that stuff at home.
Yeah. It's like it's kind of part of why E3 became irrelevant, where it's just like, you know, I can just click play on this video and I'll get the same experience without having to stand in the middle of this gigantic aisle with sound assaulting me on all sides, with some douche from Tecmo trying to throw bras at me.
Some people actually want that.
I don't.
I don't want a dude throwing bras.
I don't want... Yeah, actually, I can see how that works out.
And then, behind me, there are just these bunch of, lonely, sweaty dudes cheering because Tecmo is...
They're not lonely, they're with you. They're your friends.
Of course they're my friends, because they all want to talk to me about their favorite games. Like, oh my god, I love this thing, or I hate this thing that we're in line for, and I'd like to talk your ear off about it. And it's just like, nope, I'm done. I'm done for now.
Speaking of E3, aren't you excited about E3 this year?
It's going on now, isn't it?
It starts tomorrow. Not on Monday, really. The
Monday,
keynotes.
Okay.
3DS, oh my god, if it's really like what everyone's saying now. And I'm pretty sure it will be. Oh my god.
What's 3DS?
Nintendo 3DS.
Oh.
A DS with 3D where you don't have to wear glasses.
Yep.
Really?
Yes. If they do it, buy 10, because 9 of them can go to a profitable venture this Christmas.
Oh. Yeah, that's if they do it.
Don't remind me about that. That's
it's going to be madness. If it really works, it's going to be total madness this holiday season.
How do they do that without the glasses?
What probably is going to happen is there's actually a camera that faces you, uh-huh. and what it does is it detects any motion of what it's seeing changing or the angle changes, and it will adjust what's on the screen to that. You'll get the sense of depth as though the world is built inside the screen.
Oh, that's...
Because, yeah, wow. They've got similar
they
to that technology
like
with
that
just based on basic digital, webcam.
So the main thing is it won't come out at you. It'll just go in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's
it won't come out. It'll just react to your movement.
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Damn.
The rest of the stuff, Natal and Move, who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
And the thing is that I used to go to E3. Hate it, because I actually had to work at those shows, and I had to swim through seas of stupid people to get to where I actually needed to be.
What, you don't like all those people? You don't like all those industry representatives?
Whose friend works at a GameStop?
Yeah, those industry representatives.
Who are sitting around watching, like, the random Lucha ring that has been set up at Spike, and the 360 theater that Square Enix has put up to show off their terrible, terrible games. Not that I'm bitter or anything.
Except it's not like that anymore, because they don't let those people in.
Yeah, I know. Just when I want to go back to E3, I can't get back in. Isn't that funny?
Hardy har har.
Hardy har har. And so everyone's like, go to PAX. It's just like E3 used to be. I'm like, no.
It's not even that great. Like, the old E3s, I would imagine, would be more entertaining than the current PAX. It's not really. It's people that have nothing else to get excited about getting excited about something.
It's people who, for some reason, don't get enough multiplayer gaming out of Xbox Live or actual friends getting together going, yeah, let's play video games with each other.
That we
paid
for play
this
at home.
Yeah. It's like, guys, Rock Band Tournament!
Speaking of which, we haven't played Rock Band in a while.
We should.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, leave the mics on.
Kind of itching for that.
Let's do that after this.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, so
let's just wire these mics over
here. Danny, what have you been up to?
Absolutely nothing.
It's summer now, right? So you work less or do you work more now? Since you work for a school.
Exactly the same, actually.
Really? That's depressing.
Yeah. Well, it's not that it's exactly the same. It's just there are different, like, I work in enough, like, aspects of the department where something will spike at any given point in the year.
Because, you know, you working for a school are the number one person to be able to actually experience summer vacations again like we used to have them.
No, although I do appreciate spring break. I actually get spring break.
Jerk.
It's been a while since I talked to you. What are you doing now?
Same place as before. And this time they're still there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which is a nice change of pace from previous months.
Yeah, Danny works for the government. And by the government, we mean the University of California Regents.
Oh, right, okay.
Which is like the government, except with another middleman to handle the money.
Oh, that reminds me. How much did you guys enjoy reading that article where USC got the schnit kicked out of it by the NCAA?
That's a nice way to censor yourself.
I know, right?
I enjoyed it.
It was really fun. Unfortunately, it won't change anything. Because there was this really... You saw this. That really sad What If article on SportsCenter. It's like, what if USC had actually just lost in 2004? Well, number one, Cal would have gone to the Rose Bowl. It's like,
dude, why you gotta open with that?
For the reminder, Dom.
It's not me being a jerk, it's SportsCenter.
Yes, but...
Sounds a lot like you.
Sports Center is a jerk center.
Yeah, just because Sports Center kicked us in the left ball doesn't mean you have to aim for the right, man.
Otherwise, it doesn't feel symmetrical.
Fine.
Wow,
I can appreciate
really
symmetry as much as anyone.
Wait, we talked about worse things. You want to try out that cup?
Sure.
Oh my god.
Two S words.
I did not realize that just. Wow. I meant the Scarlett Johansson cup,
that's
not like a ball
meant.
Cup. You can try mine too.
No, it's okay.
Just put it over your nose.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
that's how you can play
no.
Darth Vader. Smell good?
Oh.
You can say
sounds
that last
like
night.
Dusty. Oh.
That's disgusting.
Yes, we went there.
Are we actually going to talk? What have you been up to, Kevin? How about that? Well, you talked about Lita, actually.
Taking
what?
Care of the dog. Working.
Have you been updating Hey, It's Dusty? I've only seen one image there.
I've been very busy at work. Yeah. Hey, It's Dusty was actually created for Lita to update.
Oh, okay.
No, I've just been very busy. You know, things are going very quickly and very fast for me. I got Employee of the Quarter from
my
company.
Cool. So you're not in the city anymore, are you?
I'm still in the city.
Oh, okay. So you're still working that Wells Fargo contract?
I'm going to be in the city until the end of the year because they just can't get enough of me.
All right.
They even told me they want me more.
Bomb chicka wow?
Wow.
Chicka uh-uh?
Yeah, so, I mean, things are going well for me. Career-wise is good. Got the backyard done. I go and pick up Dusty and feed him, and then I cook and have my own dinner, and then I either watch television or read books until I pass out.
And then
you
don't talk to people except on the weekends?
I don't know when I pass out. I just wake up usually at 2:30 with the lights on, and Dusty's like, what's going on, man? Yep, that's the life for me. I am mostly very well rested and feel great every day, though.
That's good.
That's always good.
Hey, yes, and I've been having a very socially repressed lifestyle that leads to bad things.
Like singing in the car to your dog?
And myself.
And yourself?
It used to be just to me myself, but then I got a dog, so it's to somebody.
Just not you.
Yeah, that prevents it from being insane. Like, the audience prevents it from being insane. So.
I used to do it.
Yeah, I sing to myself all the time. What are you talking? Yeah. You sing to yourself all the time.
I sing in the shower a lot.
I sing about what I'm doing.
Oh, you're one of those people?
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, let's go and cook the fish. Okay, you forgot to clean the dish and things like that.
Wait, you actually bothered to rhyme when doing this?
No, that was total accident.
That's better cool. than the last person I know who started singing to narrate his actions. He did it when drunk, and his song was, "Putting my junk on stuff. Junk on stuff." It's like, oh god, I don't want to
know. Is the guy that
know.
Puts his penis on things?
Maybe. And by maybe, I mean yes.
It's you, isn't it?
No.
Hey, you know, here's a story.
You've seen me drunk. I can barely put myself on a couch.
Speaking of drunk, here's a story from the barbecue 2 weeks ago. So apparently we were playing Taboo. And Dom gives me his word is lobster.
And I go,
he's just like a baby. And I'm like, lobster.
That was
I don't remember anything else from that night.
Don't worry, that was like that was the single most unfair game of Taboo I have ever played.
I don't even know who won.
We did,
by
20.
I didn't even know. Did I pass out during some of it?
No!
Because okay, afterwards we played Scattergories.
You didn't pass out to Scattergories.
I passed out during a whole letter. I woke up after the buzzer
literally
rang,
on.
And I was like, oh my god, I didn't write anything! It was so bad that when Dom mentioned again on Twitter, like, oh yeah, that was the best clue ever, I was like, wait, when did we play Taboo? Were we inside or outside?
That's a little terrifying, man.
Aren't you glad I'm getting more sleep now?
Yeah.
Yes.
That
probably
was at a time when I was getting about 5.5 to 6 hours of sleep a night, including weekends.
Yeah.
So.
Meanwhile, yesterday at the office, my boss was like, he just slams this thing on the desk, on his desk. I'm like, what is that? Oh, no. And he's like, yep, single malt whiskey. You want some?
What label?
I forget what the actual name is, like Akano or something like that.
Oh,
ACC something. Anyway. And he's like, yeah, want some whiskey? I'm like, No, because I will pass out before I get home. But thank you for the offer. This office is awesome.
I have whiskey.
That's really nice. Wow.
5 different bottles to choose from.
It's like all the colors of the rainbow.
And all that hard liquor. You missed a pretty nice barbecue.
Dang it.
I don't remember the second half of it at all.
Do you remember the pinata?
Yes, I remember I broke a sword on the pinata.
You broke a sword on the tree.
Trying to hit the pinata. And then Miho killed the pinata.
Yes.
Was that her first pinata ever?
Yes, I'm fairly certain it was.
That felt like it.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was Danny hitting the pinata with the pillow, you know.
Song posted a bunch of Facebook pictures.
You realize I'm right here, right?
Wow, we are getting ballsier.
And none of us have had a drop of alcohol today.
Yeah.
We're just getting ballsier.
Man, I remember these days.
We had some donuts.
They were called college.
We've had donuts. I guess we're on a sugar high.
Yeah.
Probably the most bad for you sugar I've had this whole week. Because I've been doing just vegetables and fish.
Same here. Oh, nice. Fish, rice.
Cheese. Yeah, this is probably what's getting me now. I really wish I didn't have two donuts. I feel weird.
I feel funny. When you're on a roller coaster and yet you're heading, you know, you crest that bump and then
or
you
when you
down.
Eat that thing that you're not supposed to eat and it's
like
too late.
Donuts?
Like sure. Donuts. Yeah. Donuts.
What was that hand motion you just made for donuts? Oh, it was air quotes. I thought you were like doing a squeezing motion because you were doing the air quotes sideways.
That's the thing.
And you're like, you're doing a crab thing.
Wish you guys could see this right now.
Oh, no, not from that.
What the hell is in the air conditioning?
Water. I mean, air.
What's going on?
I don't know. There's something.
What's going on now? I don't know what's going on.
Oh my god, I didn't do this whole letter. Yeah, I really don't remember that night very well. I don't remember how we ended up from there to here.
Did you black out?
That's pretty much the textbook definition of a blackout.
Wow.
Yes.
Is this the first time blacked out?
No.
Oh.
I'm sure it's the first one he remembers.
Oh.
It's not blackout. It's mostly pass out because I actually wake up too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Blackout was Halloween.
I actually need to be at your Halloween party next time then.
No, this last one wasn't that great because I mostly... Lita was like, oh, Kevin, I think you need to go lie down for a bit. I was like, okay. And then the next morning I woke up, I'm like, did I miss my whole party? And Lita's like, yes, I put you to sleep for a while. I was like, why? Well, because you were crazy.
Oh.
I'm so glad that Lita will never pull that on me. Or actually, she will try, won't she?
Do what?
Put me to sleep because I'm crazy.
Oh, she'll put you to sleep.
It's pretty easy to put me to sleep.
With a gun.
Ooh.
With a gun full of tequila?
That too. She can do that.
Yeah. Have you guys... Chris, are you familiar with the tequila gun?
No, I'm not.
It is a... like it's
big
basically a squirt
penis.
Gun.
What?
It's a squirt gun shaped thing that Kevin has and is full of tequila.
Is it a squirt gun or a...
No, it's
squirt gun.
It's basically... It's a glass case. It's about the shape of a squirt gun.
Okay, I thought you were about to say glass dildo. I'm like, what?
No!
Who uses one of those?
Ow!
Ow!
Wait, that's supposed to hurt?
I think so.
What is glass? Because that's supposed to be smooth.
Whoa. You know what glass does, right?
Shatter. But what if it doesn't?
We need to bring a girl on the air who's actually experienced this.
No!
We are not doing
this.
We can only speculate because we're all guys. We have no idea.
I mean,
this is
stuff segment number 34.
We've grown up.
Season 2, episode 1.
There's your title.
We've grown up.
Remember, kids, age is mandatory. Maturity is not.
Did you know we all graduated from the University of California, Berkeley? One of the most prestigious public schools in the entire world. Imagine the other kids that didn't get there.
Oh, Lord. Did you guys see the How I Met Your Mother episode that included, like, Allison Hannigan's old friend? Like, the one from high school?
Oh, yeah, when they get together, they become idiots?
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels like every time I meet you guys. For me.
Hey. You're pretty much an idiot all the time, so.
Not at work.
Oh, that's fair, huh? A lot of us are different people at work.
Yeah. We have to.
Danny, I'm a people person at work.
I don't even know you anymore.
See? I barely know me.
Well, when I'm putting on the gear and then I have to get the whip and clean it, there's so many things that go into my job.
Well, yeah, you gotta go get the stick in case
they have to. How many ball guys do you own now?
Well, I don't own them, but we get them for work.
Stuff? Okay.
And I think we're at 14 now.
Okay.
We threw away 4 of them because they were broken, yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
My job's not as interesting.
I know. It doesn't involve bondage.
Well,
that's in fact true.
That is not my job.
although something that is interesting recently is that we started seeing a bunch of BP ads showing up on our site. It's like, oh, man. Have you seen those BP ads that just keep saying, we're really sorry?
I wish they would spend that money on fixing the problem instead of getting an ad
that says, we're really sorry.
I don't care. I want you to burn in hell.
Yeah.
Freaking guys, I would like this to be over so I could get my life back. You don't get your life back. That's how it works.
You fix it first.
I'm not even a religious person, and if there's one guy that totally sinned, it's him.
It's true. So anyway, okay. What else do we have to talk about?
Well, that was BP. We've gotten
BP.
All the relevant topics out of the way to get to the real meat of stories that haven't been discussed yet, and that is...
Getting drunk?
The World Cup.
Did you get... Okay, so today we
are
recording on...
Yeah. Wait. Which one?
The Scarlett Johansson Cup.
Yes, the Scarlett Johansson Cup.
No, but today I did actually watch the U.S.-England match, which will date this the recording of this podcast. And I find it hilarious that someone messed up so bad and cost their team 2 points.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, all I could hear when I was watching that clip was whoop, 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 whoop.
Like, the best thing about what the English goalkeeper did is if you watch it in slow motion and you see the look on his face, he goes, oh, no. And he crawls after the ball he let past him and reaches for it desperately, and then it just goes, oh. It's like that video of the hockey player who gets frustrated and swings his stick wildly and whacks his own goalie in the face. And actually, the guy's bleeding when that happens too, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like he actually knocks out his own goalie after being frustrated at like the game ending on a goal. And he just goes, oh, man, you know, that aw shucks. Yeah. Swing that you make with a baseball bat or a hockey stick, and there just happens to be someone's head there. It's like watching that.
Frustration gets you nowhere.
Gets other people in the hospital, though.
Yeah, yeah. It gets other people in the ear, apparently.
These are great stories.
I love sports for seeing all of these stories.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the game. Who ended up winning?
No one. It was
It's been a
very, very tie-heavy World Cup in the first 2 days. It's gone tie, South Korea, Argentina, tie.
Wow.
The majority of the games have been ties.
Wow.
Speaking of ties, I think that ties up this episode.
Being grown up.
You can find us online at www.s-words-podcast.com, and you can always email us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. I think we're going to actually go back to using those whenever these actually happen. I think we're going to actually have a lot of recordings this summer.
Yeah,
I think we're going to be pretty freed up.
That'd be nice, yeah.
All right, that wraps this episode. I guess there's a quote sound off. We haven't done one of these in a while.
Yeah, we can just quote whatever we want now, can't we? Wow. You know what killed the dinosaurs? No, actually not that one. I don't want to do that one because my Arnold voice is terrible. How about Danny?
I'm going to do the one that I actually recently learned because I'm actually starting to watch, you know, Major League Baseball for once. Just another ha 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 laugher.
Ah, you've been watching Giants games. All right, so I'm going to go for the next one. The other one that goes with that is Giants baseball. Torture!
Where does he get those wonderful toys?
What are you talking about, boy? Go see Avatar 2010. From me, Paul W. Sanders.
This is James Cameron again. I do not approve of this use of my name.
But you're the one that said your name.
Do not bring logic into the house of Cameron.
James Cameron's Jesus Blanket movie, 2011. See it in IMAX 3D.
Along with my chick robot movie as well, Battle Angel.
So when is that coming out?
I don't know.
Okay, then. Say, is your Jesus Blanket movie going to have a T or an A in it?
Turin.
Way over in a bucket seat. Open it, Dom.
What's in the box?
Hi, guys.